Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. This is the third class. So Abraha has set out with this huge army and he is heading towards Mecca. So he comes close by to Mecca and he settles his army there. And he actually takes some of their cattle. There's cattle and camels that belong to the people of Mecca. And he grabs all of that. And from there, there were 200 camels of Abdul Muttalib. So he's settled there and he sends a message to the people of Mecca. He says, tell them that I've only come to destroy this house, i.e. the Kaaba. And I don't want to fight any of you. So if you wish, you know, don't get in my way. Just let me do what I have to do. And there will be no shedding of blood. And so this man comes, then he gives Abdul Muttalib, since I said he was the leader of the Meccans, of the Quraysh, he gives him this message. And Abdul Muttalib, he says, Wallahi, we don't want to fight him when we don't even have the means to fight him. We don't have any strength to face him. So so the messenger says, okay, well, would you want to come and meet him? He says, yes. So he goes to meet Abraha. When Abraha first sees Abdul Muttalib, he is so struck by his beauty. Abdul Muttalib was a very handsome man, and he was very grandiose in his looks and mannerisms. He was so struck that he was sitting on a raised place, which was not a throne. He wasn't in his own house, but he was sitting. They had made a place raised like a throne for him, but he was sitting there, and he got down. He got off of his chair to meet Abdul Muttalib. He was so struck by him. And he said to him, what can I do for you? What's your need? And Abdul Muttalib, he says to him that there were 200 of my camels that your army took. I would like them back. Abraha says to them, you know, when I first saw you, I was in awe of you. But now, you know, I'm going to destroy the Kaaba. And you don't mention anything about the Kaaba. You just want to talk about your camels. And Abdul Muttalib said, I am the Lord, or I'm the owner of the camels, and I need to take care of them. As for the house has an owner, and he will take care of his house. So he got those camels back, and Abdul Muttalib goes back and tells the Quraysh, he says, go back and go into the mountain paths, up into the mountains, go away from the Kaaba, stay away from the Kaaba, stay away from the holy precinct. You know, the army's going to come. We don't want anybody getting hurt. So they did that. So now we go back to Abraha. Now, the army, he wants to go forward. They're trying to go forward. And what happens is the largest elephant, he kneels down and he refuses to continue. So they try poking him with spears. They try other ways. They try moving around. Nothing works. When they face him in any other direction, he gets up and runs. But when they face him again towards the Kaaba, again, he kneels. So whilst they're in this predicament, the sky fills up with birds, each carrying three pebbles, one in its beak and two in each cloth. And the birds threw these stones upon Abraha and his army, and most of them are killed this way. Abraha himself, he gets an infection such that his fingertips fell off. He got an infection such that his fingertips fell off, and he died a miserable death soon after. So from this incident on, the Quraysh became known as the people of Allah, because Allah himself protected the house and protected the Quraysh and fought the army off with the birds. So they have such a high esteem because of this, and amongst the Arabs and around the world. So we see from this, there is groundwork, there's precedence being set, there's groundwork being laid down for the coming of the Prophet ﷺ, for being ready for his blessed feet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the last religion. And we also know that the Arabian, Arabia is a peninsula, and it's surrounded by water. And also, because it's mainly sand and desert, no foreign powers really wanted to invade it and take over. So it was mainly left to itself and its own customs, etc. So before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, his father Abdullah died, and not coincidentally when he was visiting Medina. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born on a Monday, on the 12th of Rabi al-Awwal, and inshallah we will speak more about his birth in the next class. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.